Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Ashley McBride.
Hello.
Hello back. Happy Stagecoach.
Happy Stagecoach.
I'm sure you've heard this from a million people, but when we got to watch you live on television, be invited to the Country Hall of Fame, or the Grand Ole Opry, rather.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And they brought your mom out.
Yeah. Surprise on top of surprise.
We were all in the studio crying.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
There was a 0% chance of me holding my stuff together on that.
No, how could you?
Yeah.
You
know? The biggest ask, the biggest invitation you can receive in your lifetime, and then they're like, oh, and your mom.
And you had no idea. You had no idea any of that was happening.
No, it did alert me though to what gifted liars and deceivers my team is made of.
Really,
in a beautiful way.
It was never perceived. So I was like, "How did you guys keep that from me?" And I was like, "Wily ones."
I can't imagine how hard it was for everybody to keep that from
you.
I
did find out that they didn't even tell Dana and Blakely. Dana is hair and makeup. Blakely is wardrobe. And so they didn't tell them until we got to the studio. And they told me that because they were like, I would have worn something besides black sweats to the studio that day if I had known. So you know that we did not lie to you or keep something from you.
I think it's amazing. It was really a beautifully touching thing to see.
It was
congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do after that?
It turns out, I called my brother, and he's like, hey, loser. And I was like, hey, do you know who you're talking to? He's like, my sister. And I was like, the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. And he said, dude, do you know what day it is today? And I said, no. And he said, it's the 6th of October, which is a track on the Devil I Know record, and is a really, really special day in my group of friends. And I was like, oh, my God, it's the 6th of October. So it was just like a really magical, magical thing.
Crazy. And he's the one who noticed it, not you. That's really quite incredible.
Yeah. I went and got cheesecake.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And you deserve it.
I went and got cheesecake.
This is not your first stage, Coach. I remember the horrible idea of putting that stage in front of the stage.
Weedy bitty stage.
It was 135,000
degrees. Yeah.
And we went and watched, because you came and did our interview, and then we went and watched your set. And I'm like, I need to help her. Not to perform, you were a killer, but I thought you were going to drop dead right there on stage.
It was so hot, the equipment stopped working.
Yes.
My Telecaster stopped working, and that was before I knew how to sing without a guitar. So I'm sure that that was an entertaining thing to watch.
What does that mean?
when you're used to only accompanying yourself, you know, for most of your life.
Oh, okay.
And then so I started playing the guitar, and then it didn't work during the set. And I was like, what I need to do is drop the guitar and entertain more.
Yeah.
Because we've lost a little bit of sound here. Because I'm one of those artists that if I don't play my instrument, it makes a difference.
So you don't mean you don't mean your vocals change. It means, holy crap.
Like,
I'm used
what
to
do
having,
I do with my hands? Yes.
Right.
And like, do I will you pat your leg like you're on hee-haw? Like, And you're having this conversation with yourself while realizing that the shirt you're wearing was not approved wardrobe. It's going to look like crap. It's too big. Your guitar doesn't work. Everything is falling apart. Oh, I hope you're being entertaining
right
now. I had
no idea there was so much that went into this.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody's that anxious, but I am.
Well, I think I'm anxious and, hearing that
but see,
story.
Now you can be.
So let me tell you the story very quickly. I have to hijack this.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
You said, you know, I'm going to hit my hand. So I was in this song and dance act in high school called Showtime. And it was a variety show. You know, we would do song, you know, singing and dancing. And I had to do a solo to R.O.C.K. in the USA by John Mellencamp.
Awesome.
And I don't know what to do with my hand, so I did exactly what you said. Well, they come from the cities and they come from...
Because what are you going to do, play air guitar? Then everybody's going to make fun of you.
Thank God I didn't. To this day, I go fishing with the same group of dudes that came to that show who are my best friends.
Yeah, because none of you guys have any friends to this day. Yeah, right, we just have to hang out with each other.
And they're like, hey, John, grab the bait, and before you do that, R.O.C.K. in the U.S. To this day.
Oh, my God.
It was totally fortunate you didn't play air guitar because you actually were in an air guitar band.
Okay.
You were in an air guitar band?
Oh, and, this is an accomplished musician. Please, we have to do this. Yes, we were called Metallicats. And we did Metallica music.
But it was convincing air guitar, right? It's like pantomiming. So it was basically improv.
Well, you said I'm sorry to hijack it. I thought I'd help.
Bless you, Ashley. Thank
you. It's okay. I play air fiddle.
You know how great you are as a musician. Please. I did. But you probably could pick up a fiddle.
And I play actual French horn. So it's like I'm the one getting beat up after lunch. Air guitar guy doesn't get beat up. French horn girl gets beat up.
Beating you up.
I mean, not this one, but some of them.
So hot in here. So hot. Maybe you can jump in, partner, 25 years.
No, it's no problem. It's Ashley McBride. We're here backstage live at Stagecoach. And nothing makes things more awkward like someone like me who can make any moment
You're
more
the best.
Awkward.
Thank you. Like my real partner.
Yeah. Okay. Come on. You said, sorry to hijack, and you were like taking over anyway. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd help with a little humor.
Oh,
you
helped this went
with
well.
You helped with the air guitar. Yeah, Metallicats finally getting that long-awaited recognition.
Metallicats is great.
Well, you know,
my first band that I had when I was in college, we were basically a Nickel Creek cover band.
Oh, okay,
and we were called Dry County.
Okay,
also a fun name, but that's because most of the counties in Arkansas are dry, which is laughable.
You know, Nickel Creek is from San Marcos, California, right down the road. Yeah, royalty, beautiful band.
Yeah, I ran into Sarah Watkins one time, and I'm not name dropping, but I did drop my whole face. My whole jaw fell off of my face. She was in a house band, and I was playing a John Prine tribute night. Wow. And I got up on stage. She's like, "Hi, Sarah," and I was like, "Oh my God!" Like, I used to have a band. We were a Nickel Creek
just
cover
like
band.
You, John. Yeah. It was just that exact first. Same.
I love hearing that. Yeah. Anybody that you might see this weekend that you would react to that way?
I'm pretty excited to meet Sturgill if I get the chance, and then I just hope I don't say something stupid.
Right. Bring John.
That is
okay. Yeah.
I'll
bring someone
shit.
Who's guaranteed to
that.
Say something stupid. That's so smart.
Hey, I feel I'm about to say something stupid, Sturgill.
Have you seen
so
the
I'm
bus?
She, proxy. His yeah. name's
Have
John.
You seen the bus she threw you under?
Your name rhymes with Mergil. Boom.
Ever heard of Metallicats?
Right, you're like, hi, Sturgill, do you like bread? And he'd be like, what?
I so know what you say when you know what you mean when you say you're afraid to say something stupid.
Yeah.
I worship Bruce Springsteen. I have, and I will till the day I die. Everyone's like, do you want to meet him? I'm like, no, I absolutely do not want to meet him. Mm-hmm. I'm so deathly afraid to say something stupid. And what has he heard that he hasn't heard already? You can't say something new to him that he hasn't heard already.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I bet he's never heard of Metallicats.
Would you meet, I swear to God, get new material. Would you meet, are you going to meet Sturgill tonight?
I hope so. I hope there's time today. Because I know everybody's running around doing all the things.
I cannot wait. I've never seen him live. I cannot wait for this show tonight.
Wait. It's nuts. It's like my band, we play instruments and they're plugged into real amplifiers. And all of the sound that you hear coming from the stage is because we're playing instruments.
Right, well.
And singing into microphones.
Well.
And it'll be so much fun to watch Sturgill. I get to take notes.
And be a fan.
Absolutely. I love being a fan.
Right. And there's nothing better than doing that. And I like the fact that you said that you play instruments that have sound ripping on my air guitar career. So that
you
was
know,
great.
I wasn't actually attacking that, but now that you've mentioned it, I missed an opportunity there.
I thought you were totally doing it to...
I thought so too for a second. We play actual real instruments, big boy stuff.
Oh, wow. That's so... I think October is Bully Awareness Month, so maybe we re-air this then.
And that's your birthday month. And it's your birthday month, so it'll be
you know
something
what? Air
special
it on
for
the 6th of October.
Yes, yes, yes. In your honor. In your honor. Your brother can 100%. Call you. I love it.
I'll call in.
All right. Don't stop doing what you're doing. We're
write
such
that
huge
down,
fans.
Producer Jessica.
And, thank you.
And thankfully, tonight, it's not going to be sweltering, and your equipment will work, and it'll put out real music and
yeah,
actual
and
sound.
The wind is going to blow all my hair into my mouth.
But it's going to blow all your music across the valley.
Yeah, it sure will.
All over the world.
And I'm hearing such good things about the sunset. Slot that it's the good juju
it is.
Slot.
It
so
is the
I'm
good
very,
juju
very
slot.
Excited.
Because people are in just a really good place then.
Yeah.
Right? They've had fun all day and they've been running around doing all this stuff and now they're like starting to settle in and really get to it. And it's not the very end where everybody's like, oof, can be right. So far
oh,
gone.
Yeah.
You know, so it is a perfect
It was
spot
Dirks
to be
who
in.
Said that. He's like, yeah. I'd rather be, you know, the support to the headliner because I'm going to A, watch, and B, get people when they're at their most excited, and let's grab them then and keep going.
Totally.
So, well, that's what we're going to do, and then we're going to watch Sturgill, and then we'll all have a revival for Jelly. How about it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's the deal.
This
it's
is a fantastic
plan.
Lineup today.
It is. Well, thanks to you, it is. Thank you. We have a gift for you.
Yes, we do.
We have an actual gift.
It's a French horn. It's an air French horn.
I wish it was.
Everyone needs a bandana at Stagecoach. So we're hooking you up with a John and Tam Dana. I know.
Thank you, because we did not have enough bandanas.
Well,
do you need more?
No, I've got one now. But like the whole crew was like, I didn't bring one. And I was like, I ordered 15 bandanas, and I got. I was informed that they were delivered when we landed here yesterday.
Your poor girl Jenna has seen us give these to 5 of her artists.
Yes,
so and I'm sure they're all in her purse right now.
Now it goes with everything.
Hey, you know what? You can wear that on grounds and watch Sturgill like a fan, and no one's going to bother you because of that bandana.
Oh, that's
here.
Right.
So,
that's right. True.
Ashley McBride, thank you.
Thanks,
thank you.
All right.